Kurbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Nazir daf Chaf. We are here at the bottom at the Gemara. We started the Mishnah yesterday. If you remember, the Mishnah we said someone who took a Nazirus and Chutz La'aretz, right? So we had Machlokes Beisham and Beisilol, what he has to do when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, right? We Chazal were Gozer, Tuma on Chutz La'aretz. That's a Gemara, a sugya later in our Masechta. So the question is, right, again, it's only Midrabanan, obviously, it's not Midraraisa. Pasha says because there might be a kever, or maybe because Am Yisrael, the Chazal wanted Bnei Yisrael to move to Eretz Yisrael, so there goes there, there'd be Tumah and Chutz La'aretz. Okay, either way, but that's the Midrabanan, and therefore Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argue, right, as to how long a person who takes a Nazirus and Chutz La'aretz, right, has to observe another Nazirus when they get to Eretz Yisrael. So again, Beis Hillel said they have to repeat the Nazirus, and Beis Shammai said it has to be 30 days, right? And then we had the story with Heleni and Malka. So the Gemara says, Katani Reisha, that we said in the Reisha of the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim Nazir Shalashim Yom, Beis Hillel Omrim Nazir Batchila, right? That's just a recap of what we saw in the Mishnah. And in fact, the Rush, if you look at Tosfos on the next page, right, on Chaf from Beis, right, Divar Maschil Katani, they point out that the Lashon of Nazir is Mishuna, right? This is one of the examples of where, as we said several times, that Nazir and Nadarim have a different Lashon. Again, the Lashon Nazir Mishuna says at the end of that Dibur Maskel, because the Gemara never does this, right? Immediately, right? What else will we be talking about, right? The Gemara always just jumps into the Sugya and says, you know, Menaha Nimili, or Masnisin Deloka Aitana, or, you know, stuff like that. But it almost never recaps and says, well, the Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah said this. Well, obviously, right, we do that later because we want a reference to a specific part of the Mishnah, right? We have the two dots, we quote a part of the Mishnah, but immediately the default we assume, right, is the first line of the Mishnah. Okay, fine. So either way, the Gemara here does that. It's almost like you can see their cliff notes, right? And then when Ravashi and Ravina were writing the Gemara, and they are like, this kind of crept in. Okay, either way, Lema Bahakam Lifagi. Maybe this is the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai Savri Eretz Amim Mishum. Now there's a Girsa issue over here, really the Girsa. Let's take the Girsa of the Rush and Tosos. That's a bit more authoritative, even though the Mefarish has the Girsa that we have in our Gemara. But maybe Kamifugi the Beis Shammai Savri Eretz Amim Mishum Gusha Gazru Beis Hillel Savri Mishum Avira Gazru. Isn't it the opposite? Hold on one second. So Tosos, right, Tosos, or if you look at the top, Lema Bahakam Infagi, right, switches the Girsa, and if you look at the Rush, right, on our daf, right, on your test, right, the Beis Shammai Shami Eretz Ami Mishum Avira Gozer, meaning that Eretz is, that the Beis Shammai holds that Chutz La'aretz, what is that, again, what does that mean, before I keep on saying that, but let's to explain. Gusha means the land, that the land is Tamei, and Avira means that even the air is Tamei. So now, there is no such thing as Tamei air. That's not a thing. That's obviously Midrabanan, right? The only thing that could be Tamei is maybe there's a dead body in the ground or whatever, but if you're being carried, let's say, in a Shita Teva Migdal, if you're being carried in a box, so then there would be no Tuma. And if Chazal were Gozer Midrabanan, that the air is Metameh, that even someone who's in the air of Eretz Yisrael is Tameh, so that's obviously a Din Derabanan. So as the Rush explains over here, let's just take the Rush, right, that even if a person goes in a box, he's still Tameh. Why? Because they're Machmir and Eretz Amim, right, to be Metameh the Avir, not like Tumas Ameis, meaning it's such a different Din, it's such a Derabanan Dikadin. Right, the Beis Shammai is going to say, listen, this Tumah of Chutz La'aretz, even the air is Tumah, obviously it's Darabanan, so no one's going to get confused and think that another Tumah D'Oraisa, right, will also make the Nazirus only into 30 days. So they made the Nazirus, so you come to Eretz Yisrael, keep it 30 days, but you don't have to repeat the entire Nazirus. There's no chance, says Beis Shammai, that according to this Lashon, according to this Girsa, there's no chance someone's going to confuse this coming from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael to a regular Tumah messing up your Nazirus. Beis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel say no. Beis Hillel Savri, just to keep on the Girsa of the Rush, Mishum Gusha Gozer, that they were Gozer only for the land. Man, that is similar to other types of Tumas. And therefore, right, just like a person would walk in a basic Kfaros in Eretz Yisrael, so too, he comes from Chutz La'aretz and comes to Eretz Yisrael, he has to repeat his Nazirus, because we're nervous that if a person actually is Tamei Midaraisa, then he also will have to repeat his Nazirus. And that's that. Perhaps that's the Machlokas. So Gemara says, "Lo, dekuli alma mishum gusha gazir." Well, really, it should be avira, right? Yeah, the rush changes. "Lo, dekuli alma mishum avira." Really, everybody holds that it was the air that Chazal were also metame in Chutzlaretz. I mean, it's the ground and the air. Therefore, it's a completely weird type of tumah, and no one is going to really get confused, ostensibly. And therefore, Beis Shammai is totally fine, right? Everybody holds that mishum avira. Beis Shammai, right? Savri, right? Again, Beis Shammai holds that we're good to go, right? Beis Shammai savri b'stam nazirus kanisna, and therefore Beis Shammai again, Beis Shammai we have no problem with, because you just give him a stam nazirus, right? The minimum nazirus, just to be konasim, just to give him a little bit of a knas, right? Because he was tummy in avir, but we're not concerned that he might get confused this with other types of tuma that were uprooted in nazirus. But Beis Hillel savri, right? Ki kanisna, right? Betchilas nazirus, right? Beis Hillel holds that we're concerned that we will, meaning that they will get confused, even though, you know, it's such so ridiculous, but still, right, still that they will get confused. Maybe because, again, you know, because people will get confused, right? They're not so expert in the laws of Kachim and Taros and whatever, and they may not necessarily realize, they know this guy, you know, only kept 30 days when he became Tamei, so maybe I have to go keep only 30 days when I became Tamei, and really that guy touched a dead body or whatever, he's in the Beis HaKvaros for real, right, and then really he should start again. Okay, so Chazal and Beis Hillel were nervous, and therefore they made that someone who comes from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael do a complete in full term. Maisa beHeleni Malka, the whole story with Heleni Malka, right? Again, we said she came 7 years in Chutzlar, 7 years in Eretz Yisrael, she became Tamei, and she kept 21 years. See, Bailuhu. So that's the following Shaila. Kishinitmeis, Valiba de Beishamai, Odoma Bishalunitmeis, Valiba Beishalo. Now, the point over here is really Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Again, Rabbi Yehuda had said it wasn't 21 years, it was 14 years. So the question is, who is Rabbi Yehuda going like? Is he holding like Beishamai? Meaning that she became Tamei, and therefore she had to repeat her Naziris. But when she came to Eretz Yisrael, she only had to keep 30 days. So she didn't keep 21 years, right? She really, it was just an extra 30 days, right? And Ogdama, or maybe, right, Bishalom, maybe she didn't become Tamei at all, but Libet Beis Hillel, and really she kept 14 years, because that's Beis Hillel Shita, that you got to repeat the Naziris when she comes to Eretz Yisrael. So come on, Sitashma, I'll bring you a proof. Right. Also, the Aretz Vaharu of Beis Hillel, Shetei Nazir, Od Sheva Shanim, Acheros. Right, and then she came to Eretz Yisrael, right, and Beis Hillel said that they keep 7 extra years. And if you're telling me that, that it's really according to Beis Shammai, and she became Tamei, well, if Beis Hillel's, if Rabbi Yehuda is holding like Beis Shammai, so you're missing 30 days here, right? Again, we said 21 years. Rabbi Yehuda says 14 years. Well, if he's holding like Beis Shammai, well, it should have been 14 years and 30 days. So therefore, it must be that he was holding like the Beis Hillel. And Tanya Mehalki also learns that it makes a lot of sense. We learned in a Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rebbelezer Damar Krell. The pasuk says Zuz Toras Anazir. What's the change over here? Biyo Malos Torah Amra. Okay, fine. Biyo Malos Torah Amra, meaning that in the day that she, meaning that the day that he completed the Nazirus. So then, Kinitma Biyo Malos Tenlo Torah Nazir. Right. Then, if it becomes Tame on the last day, meaning give him the amount of a minimal Nazir. Right. Give him those 30 days. Meaning that's exactly the point. Meaning that he would have added those 30 days. Right, and since he didn't, it must be right that it was 14 years. I'll leave it to Beis Hillel because she didn't become Tamei in the middle, because otherwise it would have been 14 years and 30 days. Okay, fine. Mishayu shtekita edim. New Mishnah now. Mishayu shtekita edim meidos oso elu meidos. I'm sorry, meidin oso. The guy has two groups of edim testifying against him. Elu meidim shenazar. Shtayim ve'elum me'idim shenazar chamesh. Right? Two edim say, this guy took a neder of nazirus of two nazirus. This guy says he took 5 nazirus. Right? He was feeling very inspired. Right? Be'shami omrim, be'shami say, nechka ha'edus ve'in ka nazirus. Be'shami says, that's a split, that's a stira, that's a chasha between the edus, and there is no nazirus, there is no edus, right? He doesn't do anything. Be'sol omrim, be'sol says, yesh b'chal chamesh shtayim. He says, what do you mean? Right? Everybody agrees, he at least took 2. Upon himself, and therefore he knows your shtayim, right? He has to be make sure he's a nozir for 2 30 day periods. What's going on with the guy? Why don't we just ask the guy what he did? So obviously, you have to construct the case, a case where he doesn't remember, right? Or you know, for whatever reason, right? He's unsure of what he did, right? So people come to testify, try and figure out, right, what his obligation is. Okay, Masnizin Deloke Aitana. Our Mishnah is against the following brisa. The Tanya is one that brisa. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osher Beyochan Bebroka Omer. He says that Lo Nechku Besham Vesel El Al Shtei Kite Edim. Right, the Machlokas says Kondra Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osher Beyochan Bebroka. Is not that there are two groups of Edim. The machlokas is not over there, right? Everybody agrees, right? Everybody agrees in that case when you have two groups of edim that two is in five, and therefore, I mean, the guy has got to do minimally, right, two sets of nazirus. What's the machlokas? Akat achas. Right, when you have one group of Edom, and you have two people, and Echad Omer Shtayim, and Echad Omer Chamesh, and one of the Edom says two, and one of the Edom says five, Shebisham Omer Nechukai Dusan, Ubeisol Omer Miesh Bechal Chamesh Tayim. That's where you have the Machlokas, that Beishamay will say that really, this is not, you know, this is not a congruent testimony, that two Edom are saying different things. Ubeisol Hill says, well, at least this, the guy who says five is also saying two. And he's just saying five also. So therefore, it will be legitimate and accepted. Amar Rav, Rav says, Kol modim b'mode, b'mone. So Rav just pointed out that everybody agrees that if the Edom are counting here, then there is no Nazirus. Rav Chama l'Rav Chista, Maika Amar. What do you mean counting? What do you mean if the Edom are counting? If you're telling me that they said, I mean specifically five and not two, or specifically two and not five, okay, fine. So that's obviously there's no edus here, right? Those guys are contradicting each other. What's the case where everybody agrees that there's no edus? One guy says that the guy said, I'm going to take one and two naziris upon me. The echad omer, one guy says, that one aid says, that shalosh arba v'chamesh, the guy said, I'm taking three, four, and five naziris on me. So that, right, that already is a stira. So everybody agrees that there's no aidus. So the problem is, halamali, right, hashi yishlamar chamrita amar, kilta lo amar. Right, again, why does he have to tell me that? Right, why would the guy say one and two? Right, why would he even mention that, and meaning this is a stira. I mean, Rav Chama didn't like that, right? So he said that. What do you mean that one and two versus three, four, and five is a stira? Why would the guy mention three, four, and five? Right? Obviously, if he mentioned the bigger numbers, he meant to include, right, the little numbers. So he didn't. So he didn't like that. That's necessarily not considered eidus because the guy said three, four, five. Right? Pasha says, right, that he's trying to include one and two, and therefore he kept on going. Amimar Rava in a chash b'mona, and sure enough, the Gemara agrees with the Rav Chama and says that, meaning the Imar Rava in Eretz Yisrael, right? They agreed that in that case there is no chasha if they counted. Again, we assume that if he said 3, 4, 5, he also meant to say one and two, and therefore the edus would be mekayim, right? For that aspect. Okay, Hadron Alach Misha Amar, and we move on to another parak called Misha Amar. Misha Amar Harei Nazir Veshama Chaveru Veamar Veani. The guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir, and then his friend said, and I'm me too. And then another guy said, and me too. Right, so Kulam Nazirim, all of them are Nazirim. Hutar Harishon, if the first guy gets his Nazirus uprooted, meaning he goes to a Rav and he gets, whatever reason, he gets it taken care of, in a Beis Din or whatever, or by a Mumcha, so then Hutar Kulam, right, then all of them, right, get their nazirus uprooted, because again, they're only a nazir based on the nazirus nether of the first guy. Hutar Achron, if the last guy got his nazirus annulled, so then Achron Mutar Vakula Masurin, right, the last guy gets out of his nazirus, and the first two, right, they have to take their nazirus. Amar Harini Nazir Vishama Chaveru Vamar Pikafiv Usarikish Saro. Right, if similar lashon, if one guy said I'm going to be a nazir, and another guy said, well, my mouth is like his mouth, or my hair is like his hair. Meaning that obviously his mouth references to the Isra Yayin. So Harezi Nazir, that's good enough to make that guy, the second guy, a Nazir. Harini Nazir Vishama Ishtov Amravani. If the guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir, and his wife said, yeah, you know, a great idea, me too. So Mefer is Shalom Vishalo Kayim. So he can be Mefer her nether, right? Because, again, she took this nether upon herself, but his nether, right, stands because you can't be Mefer your own nether, right? That doesn't work, you can't do that. And Harini Nazira Vishama Balav Amravani. Let's say the opposite case. So the wife said that she was going to be a Nazira, and then the guy said, me too, and then Inu Yochel HaHafir, then he's not able to be made from the nether, because again, his Nazirus is based on hers, and if he would be uproot her Nazirus, he would uproot his Nazirus, and that doesn't work. You can't uproot your own nether. Harini Nazir V'at ve'at. I'm going to be a nazir, right? And you, what about you? Ve'omra amin, and she says yes, amin, me too. Mefer shelo v'shelo kaim. Right, again, he could be made in that type of lashon, so he can get rid of his. He can get rid of her nazirus, but his, right, his stance. Again, similar to what we saw before. Harini nazira v'ata amar v'ata. Amen. With the reverse, also, if she says, I'm going to be a Nazir, what about you? And the husband says, yes, amen. So then, Eino Yechol Hafer, then he cannot get rid of the Nazirus, because again, right, he can't, his Nazirus comes from his wife Nazirus, and therefore, if he's Mefer, his wife, so then his will get rid of his own, and then, right, a person can't get rid of their own Nidarim. All right, just a little further, let's get to the bottom. Yasi Reish Lagish Kameid Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. This is going to be the Sugya of Tochid Dibor, which we'll continue on to tomorrow. Reish Lakish was sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, v'yasif v'kamar, and he was saying the following: V'hu shetfiso kulam b'toch ledibor. Right again, the first little halacha we saw was if a guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir, and someone else says, Ve'ani, me too. So Reish Lakish says that's only toch ledibor. That's only within, right, the amount of time that's toch ledibor. What is that? V'kamar toch ledibor. How long is that? Kedei shela shalom. As long as it takes to say shalom. V'kamar kedei shela shalom. How long is that? Kedei she'omer shalom talmid l'rav. Like a talmid can say to his rabbi, right? Shalom alecha rabbi umari. So that's already, or shalom alecha rabbi. So that's three words. So therefore, you're limited, right, to three people. You get v'ani, 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 and then you're done. Right, again, three words. Shalom alecha rabbi, v'ani, v'ani, v'ani. And then after that, there's no one else can jump onto the nether. Now, Amar leis, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said back to him, tuv lo shabakta ravcha the talmida. Well, what do you mean? In that case, you haven't given any time, right, for the Talmud to actually jump onto the nether. Because let's say two guys in the basement, there's one guy takes a nether in Nazirus, the other guy is about to say v'ani, and then he sees his rabbi walking past, where he has to say, shalom aleichem, Rabbi Mori. Well, at that point, there's no more time for him to say v'ani. So couldn't Rabbi Yehuda, basically what Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is saying is that if your guy says v'ani right after toch kedei dibor, that also works. Okay, and we'll see what we're going to continue on with this discussion tomorrow, Mr. Shem. All right, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.